Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Historic legal action against Total in France for operations in Uganda. This is the first time a legal action is brought under France's new duty of vigilance law against human rights abuses in any country. Four organizations from Uganda and two from France filed a lawsuit against oil giant Total in French court on Wednesday, accusing the company of not taking the necessary measures to respect human rights and the environment in its oil mega project in Uganda. To make way for exploratory works for oil drilling, Total evicted approximately 5,000 people from their lands before giving limited compensation. The families could not grow any crops for over a year and a half, resulting in hunger and impoverishment. In addition, local communities state that they signed away their lands under pressure and intimidation, and that the compensation they received is not enough to buy new lands. What is even more concerning is that Total is reproducing this modus operandi with tens of thousands more people from the communities surrounding the project site. The case was brought to justice by Friends of the Earth France and French NGO Servi, alongside Friends of the Earth Uganda and Ugandan groups Afiego, CRED and Navoda. This comes after two unsuccessful attempts by the Ugandan organizations to have their case heard by a national court. The case is historic in France, representing the first time a lawsuit is brought under the duty of vigilance law passed in 2017 thanks to the pressure of many civil society organizations. The first hearing is due to take place on January 8, 2020, and the case was filed as urgent due to the delicate situation experienced by the Ugandan communities displaced from their lands. Environmental Federation Friends of the Earth International issued a press release about the case on Wednesday. The Federation's chair, Karin Nansen, highlighted the importance of this lawsuit for the global movement to end corporate impunity. French corporation Total is the main operator of an oil mega project in Lake Albert and Murchison Falls, a protected natural park in Uganda and an extremely biodiverse area. Total plans to drill over 400 wells, extracting around 200,000 barrels of oil per day. In addition, they plan to build a 1,445-kilometer-long giant pipeline to transport the oil, impacting communities and nature in Uganda and Tanzania, countries through which the pipelines will have to be built in order to reach the Indian Ocean. Activist Dickens Kamuhisha of Afiego spoke to Real World Radio.
For the communities where the oil activities of Total are taking place, these are communities that survive on land. And they survive on land in terms of growing their food, in terms of eating, in terms of getting income from the crops they grow, in terms of getting their firewood energy, biomass from forests, in terms of fetching water from the lakes and rivers. There is a big problem because right now, Total for the last 2 years has been trying to acquire land from those communities to take over the forests, take over the national parks, which have been providing survival for these communities. And unfortunately, they have not followed even our Ugandan laws, because the Ugandan laws provide clearly, even our constitution, that for anyone to take land from any citizen, he or she who wants that land must pay fair and adequate compensation prior to taking over that land or possessing it. The unfortunate thing is that when Total came to get the land, they went to the different households, they counted what the people were owning and the ownership of the land, and they said, don't add anything on this land. We are going to come back and pay you. 1 year, 2 years, they did not actually go back to some of the households to pay the money. Those who actually accepted to get paid, the money they paid was very, very little money. As a result, most of the communities are now desperate. Others have moved away from their own land because they can't use it, they can't get food. Others can no longer access some of the social services. They are now living with relatives somewhere else. So there is a lot of suffering. In 2014, we first filed the case in our high court, and since 2014 up to now, because that was a case where, again, over 7,000 people were displaced from their communities, and up to now, some of them haven't gotten any compensation. They did not even undertake the environmental and social impact assessments, which are required by our laws. So we went to the High Court requesting that, you know, those violations must stop. The unfortunate thing is that up to now, the court hasn't heard the case, and the victims are still waiting for justice. We filed the case again in April 2019, this year, and we filed it was like a review for application to ensure that the case is heard quickly, so that the certificate that was given to Total from the National Environmental Management Authority, which is a state agency, that the certificate Total to allow for Total to start production to be cancelled by court. Up to now, it is almost now over 5 months. It hasn't been heard, and we don't hope that we are going to get justice in Uganda. There is this law which actually can allow us to work with the French organizations, file a case in France to ensure that, you know, if we can prove that there are some activities that are not in line with the duty of due diligence in France, according to the French law, then the French courts can actually make a decision that Total should actually address the violations that are taking place in Uganda.
Meanwhile, Juliette Renaud, Corporate Accountability Senior Campaigner for Friends of the Earth France, explained.
So this case is a very first legal action of its kind because we are using a new law, which is called the French Duty of Vigilance Law. It's a pioneering law that was adopted in 2017. This law for the first time recognizes the legal responsibility of foreign company, outsourcing company here in France over the activities of their subsidiaries and subcontractors and providers, not only in France, but in the entire world. So according to this law, French transnational corporations need to identify and prevent risk of violation of human rights, environmental damages. What we are doing now with this first legal case is that we are attacking Total for failure to respect this law, because first of all, they have not entered the vigilance plan according to what asked the law. So the vigilance plan is a plan where the company needs to detail to map the risk and identify all the prevention measures to prevent these human rights and environmental violations. And so in Total vigilance plan, their project, a mega old project in Uganda, is not even mentioned. The mega oil project is a huge risk for human rights and the environment, with violation of human rights already occurring, and there's not a single word in their plan, not single measures. And the second thing that is very important and is also new with this law is that they have duty to implement it effectively and to evaluate the efficiency of the prevention measures. So we also challenge the fact that they are not implementing measures on the ground, because we had access social environmental impact assessment, which in itself also insufficient. So we presented the case under emergency proceedings because of the emergency that we found on the ground of communities having already been evicted and tens of thousands of other people about to be evicted from their land. And so the next step will be the hearing, and we have already a date on January 8th. From the company, we only have like an email response, so we know that they have seen that we are taking them to court. According to the flow, before going to court, you need to present the company a formal notice. So this is what we've done end of June. So in this formal notice, we presented with the evidence of this human rights violation and risk of huge environmental destruction. The company had 3 months to comply with the law. They just responded to our lawyers at the end of September, denying everything. We are also seeking for people's support for this case, and so we have launched a website. The address of the website is totalincourt.org, and so we call people to sign the petition. We have already 10,000 people that have signed supporting the case, but we need also to make our voice heard through this petition and through media, etc.
Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm